Hello, my name is Terry Cheek. You are listening to Crisis and Concern for September 19, 2015. Welcome to a program that addresses current events from a biblical worldview. Call your family, friends, and church members. Tell them the latest Crisis and Concern podcast is posted for immediate download at sermonaudio.com/Pastor Terry and now available on iTunes as the Inspiring Word Podcast. Today, let's review a few current headlines that we have heard about or maybe not heard about over the past week. First of all, let's take a look at some statistics given regarding persecution of Christianity. According to a report from the group Christian Freedom International, every 5 minutes a Christian is martyred for their faith somewhere in the world. Well, the group is preparing for the International Day of Prayer, which will take place on November the 8th, and it has released several infographics, like the one I just quoted. And they show just how large the problem of Christian persecution has become. Do you realize more Christians have been killed for their faith in the 20th and 21st centuries than the previous 19 centuries combined? That's right. Over the last two centuries, there have been more Christians killed because of what they believe than the previous 1900 years combined. That is staggering. Now, I realize the population is much larger now than it was then, and I realize the ability to inflict death and injury is much greater now than it has been at any time in mankind's history. But I also realize that the depth and the level of depravity inside of human beings is at an all-time high. And the hatred of Christianity is at an all-time high. And it isn't just in the Middle East, and it isn't just with the groups that are that see Christians as infidels, like the Muslims. The extremists there have always been set against Christianity and have made no bones arguing that their point is to kill and exterminate Christians and Jews alike. But it is amazing, literally amazing, to the point of being speechless, that the persecution takes place at this level and we hear nothing about it. Why? Because unfortunately, many Christians today do not do their homework. We do not look for and search out true reporting and true events taking place around the world. We are content listening to the mainstream media. Now, I'm not getting on some political rant here. I'm talking about the reality of lackluster reporting taking place about current events worldwide. Christianity, persecution of Christianity, and the killing of Christians is not reported, not to the depth that any other type of atrocity is reported. Let the extermination of Muslims start taking place. Let Muslims start being killed and see what happens. We've already experienced this worldwide. Remember the UN battle that took place over in Bosnia? Remember what that was about? It was about a war between Christians and Muslims. Muslims moved into the area. Muslims tried to take over the area. Christians began fighting back. Christians began to win the war. The Muslims went to the UN, and the UN came to the aid of the Muslims and even brought United States firepower in to squelch the resistance and squelch the defenses of the Christians. But look at what is happening now in the Middle East, especially with the Christians that are being forced into refugee camps and forced to move because of persecution. And nothing is being done. Our own government refuses to acknowledge that it is even taking place, let alone providing any type of protection or any type of safe haven for the Christians. Christianity, as the Lord told us in His Word, would be hated because He is hated. Jesus Christ died for the sins of mankind, and those sins have to be repented of, and that means we have to acknowledge that sin exists in our life, and we simply do not want to do that. We do not want to admit that sin exists in our lives. And as a result of that, we are willing to let Christians die and Christianity get pushed aside and Christianity get exterminated because pride will not let us come to a holy and righteous God and say that I have sinned. Wow. Have you ever thought about persecution that way? Have you sincerely ever thought about Christian persecution like that? We need to pray for one another. We need to pray for Christians worldwide. And I want to challenge you to do that. November the 8th is coming. The International Day of Prayer is coming. Start preparing for it right now. Start praying right now. Don't wait and don't just jump in there on November the 8th and say, okay, I've done my duty. No, you haven't. You, as a Christian, should be praying right now. And I'm not trying to browbeat anybody, but I am trying to encourage you to, can I borrow the phrase, man up? And take seriously, start taking seriously today, your Christian responsibility. That's all that I'm after. Christians are giving their lives because of what they believe in. They will die before they will turn away from what they believe in. It is coming to America. It may not be in my lifetime, and then it may. I don't know. But it is coming to America. We will be faced with these same decisions somewhere in our future. It may be hours from now. It may be decades from now. It may be centuries from now. But it is coming. Are you prepared for it? If we're not willing to pray for it and lift it up to God on behalf of others today who are dealing with it, then who are we going to be looking to pray for us? Something for you to think about concerning persecution today. Well, also, let's take a look and see what else may be on our headlines for today. Let's see. The Obama administration is to deport persecuted Chaldean Christians. More on persecution. We also see where Planned Parenthood supporters want to jail and financially destroy the undercover sting video producers. So these folks went out, they financed these sting videos on their own, and the fallout has been immense. It has been spiritual, it has been political, it is still going on, so now they are seeking for criminal penalties against them. And really it wouldn't surprise me to see that happen, and or even civil penalties as well. They're trying to quiet and they're trying to squelch all of these things that are taking place. They're trying to silence it. They know abortion is murder, and they know that abortion is spiritually wrong. They know it is socially wrong, and they know that they are reaping some very grotesque profits off of the body parts of these innocent children. One of the most recent and most interesting subjects is coming out of the UK, and this was posted on Thursday. There is a movement taking place in the United Kingdom that will provide a government watch list for faith leaders. Pastors, rabbis, other religious leaders are going to be subject to or may be subject to government training and security checks. And in order for them to be involved with and practice inside of the nation and practice in roles that will work with the government, and I'm assuming, and this is just an assumption on my part, I'm assuming it will be the equivalent to our Department of Social Services, and that these folks, in order to be associated with it and in order to work with it and to support it and help it, they would have to seek government approval. That's what it's coming down to. Of course, there is an uprising by the Christians and by the faith leaders saying that it attacks freedom of religion and those things, and this type of an attack hasn't been seen since the 17th century. But let's realize something right now. With all of this issue that's taking place, with everything that's going on around the world with anti-Christian sentiment, if the UK goes this route and if this happens, it will be precedent setting, and I believe it will be a foundation movement that will be adopted by the United States government in order to silence and squelch religious leaders in this country to keep us out of movements like abortion and homosexuality and the other areas of legalized sin that our nation is trying to push on us as a whole. So it's something worth watching. It is something that is worth following up on and is worth keeping an eye on. So we're seeing a lot of things unfold in the world around us. We're seeing a lot of things take place in our nation. We're seeing a lot of things take place inside of the church, and we are seeing the church being transformed, or an attempt to transform the practice of the church to conform to worldly standards. We need to be careful. We need to be very careful. Does the Word of God mean anything to the church today? That's a question. That is a sincere question that I am asking. Does the Word of God mean anything to the church today? If it does, then the Word of God must be inerrant, and it must be infallible, and it must be accepted as inspired by God Himself through the Holy Spirit. And if it does mean something, if it is taken sincerely, then we must maintain it as our foundation. We must. Now, there are a lot of discussions among denominations and interdenominational things. There is a lot of that going on and taking place. And I'm not going to get into all of those right now, but the reality of it is we must maintain allegiance based on the Word of God. It has to be our foundation. It has to be maintained as our foundation. Unfortunately, there are too many pastors and there are too many church leaders and denominational leaders today that have adopted the ideology that the Bible contains the Word of God but is not exclusively the Word of God, and that it contains a mixture of man's opinions and false versus God's, but setting the picture that the Bible cannot be determined by us as to which is what, so we just have to accept it piecemeal. I disagree with that. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. I want to encourage the church to maintain a firm footing on the Word of God. Even if you find yourself in a minority, maintain a firm footing on the Word of God. That is the only words that I can leave you with in this broadcast. It is just that important. Again, for more information about me as a pastor, as a minister, as a writer, visit sermonaudio.com/Pastor Terry. You can pull up sermons, you can pull up writings, you can pull up statements on pastoral qualifications, on human sexuality and marriage, and many other statements that I have posted there. And you're welcome to leave a comment. You're welcome to contact me via email. You're welcome to come visit with me and visit with our church at Calvary Missionary Baptist Church in Marion, North Carolina. That's all the time that we have for this week. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Again, tell your friends, neighbors, and church members that Crisis and Concern has posted a new podcast, and it is downloadable right now at sermonaudio.com/Pastor Terry. Until next time, God bless you, is my prayer.